Good day. Welcome to the podcast from St. Barnabas United Church. For this morning's reflection, I recommend the following Bible readings: Isaiah 55, verses 6 to 9, and Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 20. Let us pray. Grant, O God, that in the written word and through the spoken word, we may behold the living word, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. This morning's sermon is headed Listening to God. As you know, we are in the season of Lent. However, as we all realize, this is turning out to be a very different Lenten season from any other we have known in the past. One definition of Lent is that it is a time in joy and sorrow that the Church proclaims, remembers, and responds to the atoning death of Jesus. Lent would have also meant in the past that it was a time when we would consider the Easter event for getting together, and especially the children, thinking about Easter bunnies and the hunt for and enjoyment of gobbling up the Easter eggs. For some of my family and friends, we would, for the past 30-odd years, go for an Easter brunch at a club where I have membership. The brunch was preceded by an Easter service conducted by a local minister. Then, seeing the children playing and hunting for eggs, we would enjoy the food provided and have a time of great fellowship. Not so this year. So while the coronavirus is the cause, and we pray that the national lockdown will eradicate the problem, perhaps it is beneficial from our Christian calling that this isolation period we have to undergo will give us the opportunity of thinking more deeply on what Lent and Easter means personally than ever before. As a Christian, Lent is the season when we are meant to show the world we really believe that Jesus did not suffer and die on a cross for nothing. More importantly, the fundamental basis of our belief rests on the wonderful fact of Jesus' resurrection. No other part of our Christianity comes even close to the season we are presently in. A big problem of the Lenten season of the past is that many people during a time like this, including many professing Christians and church members, never really change their routines at all during this most central facet of our faith. They continue to do the ordinary things. They got up, ate, drove their cars, read their newspapers, went to work, made phone calls, checked their emails, tended to their children, went shopping at the mall, watched TV, and then went to bed without giving a single thought about God or Jesus or Lent or to getting ready in a Christian way for all the facets of Lent and Easter. For many folks, the fact that it is Lent was forgotten and the season treated as just another ordinary time. This reminds me of a story about a man who was having trouble finding God. He'd gone to church his whole life, but had never, as he said, had an authentic experience of God. He said that his problem with special church times like Lent, Easter, were that they all seemed so ordinary. Church had become ordinary. Same order of worship, with some exceptions. Same preacher with the same robe on. Some choir members. Same people who sit in the same pews and say more or less the same things every Sunday. Same special celebrations every year. Same music. Same scripture texts and Bible stories, same church decorations, same way of celebrating Lent and Easter. He said, "I've been in church for a long time and I've seen and heard it all." Then he added, "Where are God and Jesus during Lent and Easter? I never sense or experience them. To me, Lent and Easter has become routine, and what I'm really getting ready for is eating hot cross buns and finding the best way to hide the Easter eggs from my grandkids." This person is not alone. For many people in our postmodern age, church and God and special religious days and periods have become ordinary. There is no life-changing experience, no touch of holiness, no revelation, no inspiration, no spiritual happening. I would suggest that the scourge of coronavirus and the isolation we are going through has forced us for the first time in our lives, no matter how long or how short, to rethink our approach to life, and part of that reassessment should include how we can relate this forced seclusion from the ordinary of life to how we evaluate the Lenten period we are in and the approaching Easter. Let me suggest you give thought to the following story. Many of you know of the great Christian writer C.S. Lewis, or at least have come across his publications. He has written many wonderful books about Christian experience as well as other writings, especially children's adventures. Most of us have seen films based on his work, The Chronicles of Narnia. On a Sunday in 1944, Lewis preached a sermon at Mansfield College Chapel in Oxford called Transposition. It was reported that he was so overcome by emotion that he stopped in the middle of his sermon, said, "I'm sorry," and left the pulpit. After receiving help from some friends and colleagues, and after a hymn was sung, he returned and finished the sermon. It was obvious to everyone that he had some very personal feelings about his subject. Someone has suggested that transposition represents some of Lewis's very best theological thinking. It was really a sermon about God and about holiness. It was also a sermon that Lewis wanted to use to combat, quote, the mind of his day, unquote. Today we would call this postmodern anti-God thinking. Many of the religious pessimists in Lewis's England were saying and writing and complaining that the spiritual life of the Christian was a psychological projection using the thoughts of Freud, or Christianity was just an ordinary philosophy, as many say today about Christian spirituality. A Christian couldn't experience God, they said. Why go to church? God isn't there. Why bother with all the hymns and services and prayers and celebrations and rites and rituals? Besides that, aren't all churches about the same anyway? But in preaching transposition, C.S. Lewis was really saying two things. That there really is holiness in the ordinariness of life, and that we can hear God in a higher key if we learn how he works in us and in this world. Lewis suggested to his audience of the day that the Christian should look at spiritual times like Lent and Easter from above. That is, with a godly and heavenly viewpoint. My hope is that this different Lenten season in our current circumstances should give us pause and look at our own lives from above, a godly and heavenly perspective. For Lewis, a Christian's search for and devotion to God, which he called joy, was not a psychological projection, not wishful thinking, not just another philosophy. Longing for God and devotion to Him has been placed in us by God, and it is up to us to recognize and celebrate that. For Lewis, a good working definition of transposition is, quote, the power of the higher to come down and be incarnate in the lower, unquote. In plainer English, this means that God can and does change and use low or ordinary things and events, turning them into high, rich and meaningful things and events. Some examples of this are the miracles of Jesus, in which he often used ordinary things such as bread and wine to show God's power and who he was, or when great writers such as Lewis put higher thoughts into a lower form, like words in a book, or when great artists such as Beethoven, Mozart and Michelangelo put the higher, their inspiration, into notes on a score or a painting on a wall or ceiling. So as professing Christians, let us use this period of isolation in finding that the season of Lent is very important. It must mean something for us. And the difference if we approach Lent in this way will be that we can be the persons feeling the great exhilaration and joy of remembering and celebrating Lent and Easter in a very different way, which will give us strength, the fellowship, and the comfort offered by the resurrected Christ in confronting this menace of coronavirus. And the secret, Lewis would say, instead of just waiting out another Lenten season without any experience, the Christian should use this time of seclusion, of trying to find God in the everything of our lives, especially in the difficult times we are facing. I contend that unless we have God and our Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, we will not cope with the threat of the coronavirus facing us. To take his word transposition further, Lewis calls us to understand in the season of Lent and Easter that most people would never have dreamed of looking for the Saviour of the world in an ordinary cattle trough, or riding on an ordinary donkey, or hanging on to an ordinary Roman obscenity called a cross, or standing beside an ordinary grave plot. Who would have expected Lewis would say that the Son of the Creator of this and all other worlds would spend his days with the down and outs of society and the physically and financially challenged, and allow ordinary Jewish kids to sit on his knee? Who would have known that Jesus would hold up as religiously important an ordinary loaf of bread, an ordinary towel, and an ordinary cup of water? We must remember that God uses things and events, and the coronavirus is no exclusion. We would never choose to show himself to the world. God uses low, ordinary, sinful beings, and we Christians are no exception, to do his work. When this happens, lots of things and happenings and experiences become holy and, quote, transposed, unquote. Our real goal as Christians is that we should try to become little Christs. When that happens, the ordinary really does start to become holy. So how do we become transposed? How do we start to hear God in a higher way? I always found that the old theologian Kierkegaard very insightful when he said that at a special time like Lent or any other celebration of the church, we should remember that God is watching us and that God is the audience, not the other way around. We are the actors in the great play of life, and God is our loving critic. How would he judge our performance of worship at a previous Lenten service, or today as we listen to this podcast, or God willing, when we come together for our Lenten and Easter services in 2021 at St. Barnabas United Church? In this difficult time, remember that the New Testament tells us that in a national lockdown, that God is right here with us, whether we can experience him or not. And as we remember and celebrate the 2020 period of Lent and Easter like we have never known before, Jesus Christ will be right with us. Let us remember that the whole thrust of the biblical message of Easter and the whole point behind Lewis's great sermon is that there is as much holiness in the ordinary as there is in the spectacular. We can hear God in a higher key, and that key is found in his love for us and how we respond in faithfulness and commitment to that love. I suggest that we use our imaginations and put ourselves right there with the carpenter's son, right next to that ordinary donkey as Jesus rode into Jerusalem, right there when the authorities of the day placed Jesus on a cross. Maybe then we can remember all that Jesus did for us and what he had to go through to help and to save us. Do you remember the movie Chariots of Fire? When his sister asked Eric Little why he had to run in the Olympics instead of going back to the China mission field, he replied, "When I run, I can feel God's pleasure." And that's great news, because when we take the ordinary and offer it to God, we can feel and know his pleasure. And nothing ought to make us feel better than to know that we are doing something that Almighty God himself enjoys and takes pleasure in. We all know that in the end, God looks on the attitude of our hearts. It is our attitude and our effort that really counts with God, especially during a special season like Lent. I mentioned at the beginning that fellow who couldn't find God at church and couldn't experience Jesus and God during special church times like Easter and Lent. I've always hoped that someday he came to know what Lewis wrote in his great classic, Mere Christianity. I believe that these words extracted from the book are some of the most famous and compelling words that any Christian ever wrote. I also suggest that they are fittingly the benediction to this sermon. Give up yourself and you will find your real self. Lose your life and you will find it. Submit with every fiber of your being and you will find eternal life. Keep back nothing. Nothing you have not given away will ever be really yours. But look for Christ and you will find him, and with him everything else thrown in. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, day by day we realize the depths of your riches and wisdom and knowledge. How unsearchable are your judgments and how inscrutable your ways. Eternal God, as we contemplate your being, your presence in our lives at this Lenten season, we discover ourselves marveling at your transcendence, your beyondness, your imminence, and your nearness. We are amazed as well at your timeliness. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We marvel at your timeliness. In the fullness of time, you sent forth your only Son for our salvation and the salvation of the world. You are the great God and the great King above all gods, yet you are also the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. We praise you that our spirit is at work among us, and that we've been awakened at depths and challenged to heights that we've never known before. We pray for our minister, Reverend Heidi, who is presently not well. We pray that you will place your healing presence upon her, and that you soon be fully recovered to continue the great ministerial task you have laid upon her at St. Barnabas and the many other charges within the Congregational Church. We pray for your grace and mercy during the scourge of coronavirus. We pray for those who are leading the fight against this virus, and we ask for healing for those afflicted. Also be with the doctors and other medical personnel who are bravely attending to those who are sick. Further, dear Lord, be with those researchers who are seeking an urgent vaccine. We pray through him who is your word from the beginning and is now present in resurrection power, calling persons and nations in every time and place to pray and live. Even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And for our benediction, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.